Ireland's Classic Hits. Good morning. How are you doing? It's Trina Marie here. And I tell you what, this lockdown has gotten an awful lot of gardens looking amazing, except mine. Jimmy Blake is on the line. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you doing? How are you?
Well, listen, tell me all about this brand new telly show that you're doing with RTE.
Yes, so it's called Ireland's Best Gardens. And basically, we're going to look at three gardens each week. We could be doing coastal gardens one week. We could be doing large country gardens. We could be doing city gardens. And there's three of us involved in it. Niall Maxwell, garden designer, and Ingrid Swan, she's also a garden designer. And then there's me, who's a mad gardener. I own Huntingbrook Gardens down near Blessington. So we're going to go and see the gardens. And it's not a fully judged program, you know, but we're going to give our opinion and our advice, and we pick a winner each week, not an overall winner.
It's very inclusive. So you're not just talking about, you know, a rural garden or somebody who has a lovely big space. You're also including somebody who might live in the middle of a city and they have a tiny, tiny little patch, but they're making the most out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's a whole variety of gardens all over the country as well.
So you are highly trained when it comes to gardening and horticulture. I can't believe I said that word correctly. That's the first time my whole life I pronounced that correctly. What was your background? How did you get into it? There's your phone going. There's someone looking for the garden to be done.
Yeah. I went straight to the Botanic Gardens after school in Dublin and trained there. And then I worked in Airfield in Dublin. Then ended up starting my own place, Huntingbrook, about 19 years ago now.
And were you always into gardening, like even when you were a young lad, were you into it?
Yeah, from really early age. Like,
I think I'd love to be into gardening, but I don't know where to start. And you must get that from people a lot of the time. They'd love to have a beautiful garden. But for me, like when I don't even really know how to plant things. So what what are your top tips for somebody who's starting off that who doesn't have a clue where to start or what to do with their garden?
You know, I suppose definitely go and visit in gardens where you kind of get some ideas. You always have a camera with you now, and take photos of ideas, even if it's a lovely container or whatever, a plant that you like. And it's so easy to get plants these days, whether you're shopping online or you're shopping, going to a garden centre or wherever. But I think going visiting gardens, for me, I've went to gardens all my life to get inspired.
What do you do though, if you're like me and you've got two Labradors that are going to destroy it? Are you wasting your time? Or are there gardens that you design that are for people who have pets and that, and children, and potentially people who are going to wreck it?
Yeah, I suppose with dogs, like maybe there's an area that you can fence off or something so the dogs aren't running in on top of it. Or else you just have to get rid of the dogs and the children.
The garden. My neighbour said that to me. She said you can either have a nice garden or a dog, one or the other. So yeah.
Well, I suppose I have two dogs. I have a Dachshund and a Noling sheepdog, and you know, they're good dogs. Actually, they don't go in on the beds usually.
It's just showing off now. Showing up. So listen, are there any particular plants that really kind of thrive in the weather that we get here in Ireland? What would you be going for?
Do you know, there's such a variety. We actually are very lucky here in Ireland. This winter wasn't great, but we have a very good climate compared to a lot of other countries. We can probably grow the widest variety of plants nearly in the world. And like, if you live in Dublin, it's amazing what you can grow. Like, you can grow banana plants, you know, and they're big, big tropical leaves. They survive. Yeah. So I would say, even if you have a small garden, grow bigger plants and push the boundaries, especially in cities. Like, you can grow anything nearly.
Does it take a lot of time to keep a garden, though, flourishing and looking well? Because there are so many people who, during lockdown, they'd all the time in the world to look after the garden. Now people are starting to return to work and they might not have as much time, but they still want the garden to look well. So is there such a thing as a garden that's full of colour and full of plants but can be low maintenance as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I've seen during all these lockdowns is that, you know, people have got incredibly interested in gardening, and hopefully they're going to actually have a bit more time to, you know, they'll want to actually be out in their garden more. I see it because I'm open, the garden, my place is open to the public, and in the last 2 years, the age group coming to the garden has really changed. It's a much younger age group coming to the garden that have suddenly got interest in gardening. It's really exciting, actually. I'm just hoping that continues, and I think it will.
Because it's such a shame, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, make the most out of it, do your very best with it. That must drive you mad. You know, when you're walking down the street and you see a garden that has potential and it's just been absolutely neglected, that must break your heart, does it, as a gardener?
I know. I would say just don't be too cautious, you know, when it comes to getting plants to your garden. Just try them. Like, what's the worst that can happen? And there's so much information online. Or you could do one of my online courses. We spent a year when lockdown happened last year, the first lockdown, and we started filming a whole year in the garden, and we produce these three courses. Like, it's the seasons, basically. And you basically follow me through the season in the garden. And that kind of, it's good to do it at the time when it's relevant in the garden, so that you can go out and kind of do the work in the garden.
Is the soil very important? Because I know the soil that I have, it's gone quite bad over the years. Are you better off just digging it all out and starting again?
Well, you mean you can get, you know, getting compost in is important if it's kind of gone tired. And, you know, good compost, like something like Enrich is the name of a compost. So adding that every year rather than taking out what you have, unless it's brutal altogether. Like,
what are your views now? This is going to be a controversial question, Jimmy. I hope you're ready for this
Ooh.
One. What are your views on the artificial grass that people are getting?
Oh, God, like, I mean, why bother? Why bother having the artificial grass? You just grow plants in it. If you I don't know. I just think it's awful, actually, artificial grass.
You don't have to cut it. It's great. You don't break your back cutting it every Sunday.
Well, I've got really lazy now. I have a robotic lawnmower that I don't cut the grass at all.
They're about £2,000, aren't they?
Yeah, no. Well, somebody, a local guy, sells them, and he gave me a loan of it. So it's the best thing ever. I used to slag everyone that had a robotic lawnmower. Now I just think they're the best thing ever.
Now you've become one of those. I'd say you actually secretly have artificial grass and you're letting on. So listen, for the telly show, are you looking for people to take part and to submit their gardens, or what way is it going to work?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're over the next few weeks, we're going to start filming the third week in June. Like, really in the next, fairly soon, like, we're going to be picking the gardens. So they can apply to the email is gardening@animo, and I'm going to spell animo because people get mixed up. animotv.ie, animotv, gardening@animotv. And they can just apply there, send them a message, and they'll send out the form to you. And I think they have to send photos as well. So, yeah, we're really encouraging people to just give it a go. Like, I mean, such a lovely thing, sharing your garden. Like,
well, I think I might need to wait till the next series to get mine in order. Because, I mean, the weeding and everything that needs to be done. Unless, of course, Jimmy, you're available over the weekend. You want to pop over? I'd say your phone is always hopping with gardening questions from people, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Listen, thanks so much for the chat today. What's your website if people want to have a look and want to go see either do the online course or have a look at the garden?
Yeah, and the gardens, like, are open Wednesday to Saturday, huntingbrook.com, and it's down your blessing.
Okay, Jimmy, best of luck with the telly show. You'll be famous now going to the supermarket. You won't be able to get through the aisles. Thanks so much for the chat, and the best of luck with the show. See you now.
Right.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.